free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Now we're going to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert, Chief Meteorologist.
Nice evening out with just some scattered clouds. Temperatures will drop from the 70s to the 60s. Now by morning, we'll be mostly cloudy. We'll start out between 45 and 52 degrees. It's going to be dry for the morning rush, but starting at lunchtime, expect some showers until 11 p.m. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
53 in Bowie. Some of us could be down to the middle 40s.
This is WTOP News. WTOP-FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP-FM Braddock Heights Frederick.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sokas. Coming up here, we have breaking news. Israel retaliates, launching at least one airstrike into Iran tonight.
Why a student's writings have led to his arrest and security being upped at some area schools. I'm Mike Marilla.
A man indicted for a deadly hit and run outside the White House last summer.
A school bus crashes into a Virginia DMV building, sending two kids to the hospital. I'm Nick Ainelli.
Another close call between planes, this time on the runway at Reagan National. Some Asia-Pacific markets have lost 3% so far tonight. It's 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Two U.S. officials tell CBS News an Israeli missile hit Iran. Iran says there was no missile attack. Iranian TV reports three drones were spotted in Iran's country's air defense system destroyed them. CBS News correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
This comes days after Saturday's launches by Iran of missiles and drones toward Israel, which was a retaliatory move for a deadly strike on Iran's consulate in Damascus, Syria. Earlier this week, the U.S. told Israel that it would be going it alone if it decided to strike Iran.
Retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Mark Kimmett says so far it appears any Israeli response was limited in scope.
I'm glad to see that you have generally two rational actors here between Iran and Israel. They both seem to be approaching this with rational thinking in terms of how they attack and how they respond.
More than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested at Columbia University in New York. They were in place for over 30 hours. Odyssey New York reporter Darius Radzius was there.
Pro-Palestinian protesters hoped to continue their protest for a second day, but then this happened.
Oh my God!
That sound from one of the two skirmishes was NYPD, ending with five arrested in total. The protesters were clearly agitated when officers started to rearrange the barricades out here. Selena Gupta was one of the four who remained.
To have so many of them arrive on such a small group of people was insane. Like, I think that was really the moment where I was like, I'm not sure what I should do.
Darius Radzius for CBS News, New York.
12 jurors are now seated in the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. One alternate was selected. Five more are needed. CBS's Michael George reports from New York.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to hide an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. He faces 34 charges and denies any wrongdoing.
You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
Trump spoke to reporters as he leafed through news headlines about the case that marks the first time a former president faces criminal prosecution.
The whole world is watching this hoax.
Storms are hitting parts of Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bond.
Strong straight line winds. Mainly what we've been seeing has been some hail ranging from about an inch diameter up to golf ball size hail at about an inch and three quarters.
On Wall Street, it was a mixed finish for the markets. The Dow gained 22 points. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
WTOP at 12:03. Friday morning, April 19th, 2024. Welcome in. Increasing clouds, chilly as we head towards daybreak. Veronica said the low should be somewhere between 46 and 51. We are at 60 degrees in Washington right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your midnight hour Friday morning ride. We begin the ride this half hour with a question. Was it fiction or a plan to actually shoot up an area school? Police believe this morning the latter is true here in this case regarding the writings of a local Montgomery County High School student. WTOP's Mike Murillo this morning says the student is now under arrest.
When police and the FBI were tipped off to what 18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, wrote in the 129-page Google document, they believed the words were closer to fact. The Rockville teen's writings about an Asian main character that is transgender who wanted to shoot up his school included elements that investigators believe are similar to Ia, who is a Wooten High School student. According to court documents, the character also talks about targeting either a high school or an elementary school to become famous or infamous. The Google document began with a line that said the details inside were fictional, but police with it were able to search the student's home and devices and uncovered Google searches into previous school shootings and bomb making, among other things. The investigation also revealed the teen was hospitalized twice for threatening to shoot up a school while also having suicidal thoughts. Ia has been charged with making a threat of mass violence. While it doesn't appear any weapons were found, documents did say he bought a BB gun online without his parents' knowledge earlier. Montgomery County Public Schools says the student has been learning virtually only since 2022. Security has been stepped up outside county schools, including Wooten. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:04 Friday morning. A D.C. man has been indicted by a grand jury for a deadly hit and run near the National Mall in July of last year during the summer. Police say 33-year-old Benjamin Robertson was at the time fleeing a traffic stop involving Secret Service officers when he hit 75-year-old Bing Wong and his 13-year-old granddaughter at the intersection of 17th Street and Constitution Avenue. Wong was visiting his family from Philadelphia at the time. He later died. His granddaughter suffered minor injuries. Robertson is charged this morning with second-degree murder of a senior citizen, assault with a dangerous weapon, fleeing law enforcement, and other charges. It's 12:05 on WTOP. Two children were taken to the hospital after a school bus crash on Thursday morning in Fairfax. WTOP's Nick Iannelli reports from the scene at the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads.
There are deep tire tracks in the grass leading from the road to the DMV building and a big dent in the building where the school bus hit. Fairfax County Police say the school bus driver swerved and crashed after a second vehicle failed to yield. The bus driver and two kids were taken to the hospital, but they are expected to be okay. Some DMV customers, including Carol Ann Mario, showed up here confused about why the building had been closed.
I had an appointment. I came here and I just see that it's closed. I'm just glad to hear that nobody was seriously hurt. So that's more important than my appointment.
The driver of that second vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. In Fairfax County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:06. Speed limit is changing along a local busy Montgomery County road where a pedestrian was hit and killed late last year. WTOP Scott Gelman reports Friday morning it's an area where many drivers are usually speeding.
The speed limit here along Beers Mill Road between Edmonston Drive and Twin Brook Parkway is getting lowered from 40 to 35. Eric Florence with the Maryland State Highway Administration explains when drivers are speeding, it means the road conditions make them feel safe doing it.
When we come across that, we have to kind of put in measures to get people to slow down.
One of those measures is resurfacing. Once that's finished, these lanes won't be as big.
It makes the driver drive a little slower because naturally you drive slower when you feel like you don't have as much room to operate.
The agency found that many people here are driving around 45, which is already over the current speed limit. Last December, a pedestrian crossing the street here near Atlantic Avenue was hit and killed.
SHA's priority is safety.
In Montgomery County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:07. Two planes nearly collided at Reagan National Thursday morning. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, says an air traffic controller gave a Southwest Airlines plane the green light to cross a runway as a JetBlue plane was actually lining up to take off from that very same runway. ABC News and Good Morning America aviation analyst John Nance says the two aircrafts were only two plane lengths apart. We asked Nance here at WTOP what can be done to prevent these types of near misses from happening.
The solutions long term are to ramp up the number of air traffic controllers and the training and keep that pipeline going at a higher level than it has been in the past. And secondly, to continue to look for ways that equipment can help us, because there has been a tremendous improvement in the ability to track airplanes on the ground electronically and things of that nature. So we've got to work on several different fronts. But first, last, and always, we're dealing with human beings. And we've got to understand that the way to handle human error is to build a system that can absorb the errors that we cannot stop.
The FAA is investigating. WTOP at 12:08. Good morning.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Good morning to Ken Berger with us this early morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dean. The road work back in place, Beltway out of loop. The delay started right around the Clara Barton Parkway in Maryland, and they continue over the American Legion Bridge. You start to see daylight near the Georgetown Pike. This entire stretch, three left lanes are blocked. Traffic ending behind the far right lane. Again, a slow ride. Once you clear all of that, though, the ride on the main lanes of the out of loop clear all the way to Springfield. However, in the express lane starting near the north entrance all the way to the south end, mobile closures along the far right side. And then the inner loop, not seeing any road work over by the Georgetown Pike to the Legion Bridge, and the road work on the inner loop over by 66 has been cleared. However, crossing the bridge into Maryland, be aware of the road work scheduled in the two right lanes on the way to River Road, but not seeing any delays because of that activity. Also in Virginia, the inner loop just after the Springfield interchange, we've got the closures of the mobile closures in the far right lanes, and this is causing a brief delay coming over from the interchange. In Virginia, southbound 95 starting around Centerport Parkway, right, and is blocked as you make the approach all the way to Warrenton Road. Also northbound 95 between Plank Road and the Rappahannock River. All lanes are alternating closures because of road work. Then northbound 95 near 123, you'll find the left lane is blocked. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Cloud cover moving on in now, and there will be some rain from it during your afternoon. So this morning will be mostly cloudy, temperatures starting out between 45 and 52 degrees. Your drive for the morning rush and just past lunchtime, that's when we'll start to see some of the first rain showers right through your 11 p.m. hour. So wet for your evening out, highs today in the upper 60s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
55 degrees in Washington this midnight hour, Friday morning, April 19th here at WTOP, brought to you by Longfence. Save 25% on Longfence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP News Time now, 12:10. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fix jumped back above 7% this week, now 7.10. D.R. Horton sold more than 22,000 new homes last quarter. That's a 15% jump from a year ago. Celebrity chef Jose Andres' fast casual vegetarian restaurant is gone. Axios says the last beef steak restaurant has closed. At its peak, there were six. The Dow gained 22 points Thursday. The Nasdaq lost 82. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Our first midnight check of the Asian stock markets overseas this morning. The Nikkei this hour down by 961 points. The Kospi off 58. The Hang Seng is down 206. The Shanghai is off almost 13. Good morning. Welcome in. We will turn to the latest on Donald Trump's hush money trial and where we stand with that jury next, in depth on WTOP, where it's 12:11. Good morning. Glad you're with us.
Is it a good day for a stroll on the National Mall, or better to hang on the couch with your favorite shows? Plan your day with WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Attention members of the military, law enforcement, and defense industry personnel. The Modern Day Marine Expo will be held April 30th through May 2nd in Washington, D.C. With more than 300 exhibitors displaying the latest in warfighting innovation and technology, this is an event you won't want to miss. The event also features dozens of presentations from senior Marines, wargaming, and other special events. Visit moderndaymarine.com to register today. That's moderndaymarine.com.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
So your neighbor has just taken up sumo wrestling and loves to practice in their backyard on full display. And let's just say you're not thrilled with the view. You're longing for privacy, and it's the perfect time because right now Longfence is offering 25% off privacy fences. Their team of experts can install the fence of your dreams so you can relax. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
There's a long time name for quality.
Friday morning, April 19th. Welcome in. If you're just joining us in the midnight hour, we're glad you're with us this morning. We'll see increasing clouds as we head towards daybreak. Chilly, though, Veronica says by daybreak, we are looking at the temp to land somewhere between 46 and 51 degrees. And right now, Around the region, we are looking at 58 in Manassas, 56 Metro Center. It's 56 Frederick, Maryland. We're at 55 in our nation's capital. Good morning. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. 1214 on WTOP.
This is WTOP News.
A jury of 12 people has now been seated in former President Trump's hush money trial this week in New York. Most alternates, though, must still be selected. The rapid progress here moves the case closer to opening statements and weeks of testimony in a case charging Mr. Trump with falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. At one point on Thursday, it looked like one step forward, two steps back, as two jurors in the case were removed from the panel. And now we have an entire jury sworn in, plus an alternate this morning. We asked CBS News chief election and campaign correspondent Robert Costa how this was all turned around.
In short, 7-5-7-12. In other words, the day began with seven jurors seated. It went down to five after one nurse said she just believed she couldn't protect her own identity. Too many people already knew who she was. She was dismissed from the jury. Another person was dismissed from the jury for allegedly tearing down conservative posters years ago. And so it went down to five. And then there was a talk of delay here at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. But ultimately, the judge, the prosecutors, Trump's legal team quickly put together a jury in the ensuing hours.
Now, we can't necessarily go through the description of each juror, but I have been seeing anecdotal reports that some of these folks say, you know, I don't follow the news that closely. I don't follow Trump that closely. Is this the type of person that at least one side has been looking to put on the jury?
All of those answers raise skepticism with me as a reporter. How could you not know much about Trump, a global figure, former president? But we do have a mix of people here on this jury, and I've been covering it very closely, who believe they can be impartial, even though they know who Trump is. And some of them follow who Trump is. Well, just a really quick snapshot. There's an engineer, a physical therapist, and a banker, among others. The banker says they follow Michael Cohen, one of the key witnesses in this case, on social media. They also follow Trump.
Is there reason to believe that the jurors are being selected carefully? I only say that because of this morning's trouble. It seems like things were shaky for a while.
It better be careful if you're the prosecution, because, look, if there's a problem with the juror down the line, you risk a mistrial. So both sides here are trying to make sure that this thing is pretty steady. And for the prosecution's a lot on the line. If this is moving too quickly and the judge is moving too quickly towards opening statements, it does put the prosecution potentially at risk. But the prosecutors and the judge here don't want to see unnecessary delay.
What was the dispute over witnesses today?
We're looking at a few ongoing disputes. There's a dispute over witnesses about what Trump can say about them. That's related to the gag order. There's going to be some kind of adjudication of the gag order sometime next week. In very brief terms, Trump's allowed to talk about the judge. He's allowed to talk about the district attorney. He's not allowed to talk about witnesses or jurors. But their question is, what can he do on social media? Can he repost article that does reference some of the witnesses like Michael Cohen or not? Where are the lines drawn? They seem a bit blurry in the eyes of the Trump legal team, so they're likely to be clarified.
Bob, may I lean on your long experience covering Donald Trump? You've interviewed him one-on-one. You've sat at tables with other reporters and spoken to him. How would you describe that demeanor? I can't say it's necessarily anger. It looks like bewilderment sometimes based on the court sketches. I just wonder what may be going through his mind.
One thing that was evident today, former President Donald Trump was very cold. The room was chilly inside the Lower Manhattan courthouse, and he remarked to reporters several times, cold in here, very cold. So that was essentially his mindset today, to be candid.
CBS News chief election and campaign correspondent Robert Costa on WTOP talking with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at some of the top stories early Friday morning we're following for you on WTOP. Israel launches airstrikes into Iran in retaliation for Iran's rocket and drone attacks last weekend. Here at home, was a local student just writing some fiction or truly threatening to attack a school? In a nearly 130-page manifesto, investigators say they're not taking any chances about that this morning. And House Speaker Mike Johnson pressing ahead with his plans on an aid bill for Ukraine, despite threats from fellow Republicans to oust him from his post. Keep it here for full details in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
Good Friday morning, April 19th. Glad you're with us this early morning in the midnight hour. 12:18, the time to be exact. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Over to Ken Berger first in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. Over on the Beltway south of the American Legion Bridge in McLean, you're going to find the roadwork takes away three left lanes. Traffic rolling very slowly in the far right lane. This is with delay starting right around the Claire Barton Parkway in Maryland. And you finally break free on the approach to the Dulles Tow Road. Not seeing any roadwork on the inner loop in that general area north of the tow road to the American Legion Bridge. Roadwork just on the outer loop at this time. And then on the outer loop express lane starting on near the north entrance ramp all the way to the south entrance ramp. We've got mobile closures along the far right side. 95 southbound at Centerport Parkway in Virginia, right lane closed. Northbound 95 between Plank Road and the Rappahannock River. All lanes are mobile alternating closures. Then northbound 95 near 123, you're going to find the left lane is blocked. Southbound 395 between Glebe Road and King Street. Roadwork getting by. It's in the left lane. Traffic getting by to the right. Also, roadwork reported northbound 3rd Street Tunnel between the freeway and Massachusetts Avenue. You find the left side is blocked. In Maryland, for the roadwork on southbound 95 between 32, the Patuxent Parkway, two left lanes are blocked. And southbound 95 between 216 and 198 is two left lanes get by the roadwork. Also, northbound 270 north of the Beltway. All the way out to Old Hundred Road. Three left lanes are blocked. A slow roll in that open right lane. Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on for a limited time. Save up to 60% on all furniture plus free delivery. Visit MarlowFurniture.com for location and hours. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming right up this midnight half hour Friday morning after traffic and weather.
Fighting substance use, Latino families in Montgomery County report they need more help. I'm Kate Ryan.
Clouds have been moving in, and your Friday is going to be mostly cloudy. This morning, dry with temperatures 45 to 52 degrees starting out. Later today, temperatures will rise up to about 65 to 69 degrees. Expect rain showers after 1 p.m. and through the 11 p.m. hour. Not a washout day. Scattered light showers expected on your Friday. And then will be partly sunny, breezy, with highs in the lower 70s on Saturday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 55 degrees in Washington, where the time now on WTOP is 12:20. Good morning.
Operationalizing artificial intelligence is key to ensuring federal agencies can adapt to dynamic mission needs. Simple, seamless, and secure. Maximus is the trusted AI partner where customer experience, innovation, and digital transformation drive mission impact at scale. Building trust when it matters most. Learn more at Maximus.com/federal. That's Maximus.com/federal.
You're with WTOP, 19 Lane.
The savings rock when you find a new way to roll, like sharing the ride to work. Even if you're commuting just a few days a week, Commuter Connections can match you with others who live and work near you. It's easy and free. Plus, you can get cash and other rewards for up to $600 a year. Get rolling on a new way to work with Rideshare. Register today at CommuterConnections.org or call 1-800-5-RIDE. That's CommuterConnections.org. Some restrictions apply.
It's Friday, April 19th. Good morning. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Time now this morning is 12:22.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Turning now to an update this morning to WTOP on a shooting at an L.A. fitness center in Glen Arden just last week. Prince George's County Police arrested 24-year-old Nelson Ballard III. He's accused this morning of shooting a man during a basketball game at the gym. Just last week, police say Ballard pulled out a gun after getting into a fight on the court. The man he shot was taken to the hospital. He is in critical but stable condition this morning. Ballard is charged with attempted first-degree murder, gun crimes, and other charges. A D.C. man has been indicted in connection to a deadly shooting at a Southeast convenience store last summer. 19-year-old Antoine Ulmer has been charged now in this case with first-degree murder, while armed, assault with intent to kill, and other charges related to the July summer shooting. 30-year-old Charles Sullivan was killed. Ulmer is also facing an additional charge for firing a shot that came within inches of hitting another shopper. His arraignment is scheduled for later today, this Friday. If convicted, he faces up to 90 years behind bars. In health-related news Friday morning on WTOP, data on opioid overdoses shows locally in Montgomery County, 42% of the youngest overdose patients showing up at emergency rooms were Latino. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports Friday morning. New research shows that Latino families, kids, and parents want more info and solutions.
Professor Amy Lewin with the University of Maryland's School of Public Health is the co-author of a new report that shows young Latinos from middle school through young adulthood want help related to substance use.
How you say no, how you understand what to do when people you know are using.
But being able to talk about it in an open way was a challenge. Diego Uriburu with the nonprofit organization group Identity says parents recognize they don't have the tools they need.
And they were resorting to tactics that don't work, like making threats, telling them that they're going to die, fear tactics.
Recommendations from the study include more cooperative efforts on substance use education and prevention with Latino community members involved in their development. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Let's talk politics. Friday morning, campaign 2024 on WTOP in the race for Maryland's open U.S. Senate seat. Democrat Angela Alsobrook's campaign for the U.S. Senate is getting a major endorsement this week from the Washington Post editorial board. The board says the Prince George's County executive is the better pick, they think, over Congressman David Trone in the race for the Democratic nomination. They say that she possesses a down-to-earth personal perspective here and ample seasoning as a public official in her background. On May 14th, Marylanders will choose which Democrat will face off against former Republican, the governor, Larry Hogan, in November. Hogan leads both also Brooks and Trone right now in several polls. Virginia's governor signing a law this week that lets the state's colleges and universities directly pay athletes through name, image, and likeness deals. The law here takes effect this summer, July 1st. These rules were first enacted about 3 years ago, you may remember. They allow college athletes to agree to deals with local and national businesses that compensate them for advertising or personal appearances. At some schools, it has led to players actually being granted brand new trucks to drive throughout the season, for example, or other amenities that are seen by many as giving the school a recruiting advantage in the end. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
WTOP Sports.